You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He is good.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry. All of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. Go out to our website www.whenchristianspeak.com and click on our donation page.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth in relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
We just want to thank you for today, that this is the day that you've made. We made a decision that we were going to rejoice and be glad in it. We just thank you. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your life that you've planted on the inside of us. And we made a decision that we're going to walk in your glory today. We're going to stay in your thoughts. We're going to stay in your anointing because it's the sweet spot. It's the spot that we can make every move when we're in your presence. We listen to you, and you tell us what to do, when to do it, how to do it, and when not to do it. And we thank you that because we are obedient people, that we're willing to listen to what you say, because you've seen it all. You know the end from the beginning, and we're just starting where we started. But we thank you that you are God that is more than enough. We thank you that your word destroys the lie that we're not enough. When you made us enough. And we just thank you in advance for everything that's going to take place today. It's going to bring you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, let's do our opening confession. Y'all ready for it? Father, I choose to be open and receptive today. I humble myself, bearing my heart, my joys, and my pains. I thank you for restoring my wounded soul. I believe that I will not receive more than my humanity can bear. I ask that what is hidden in my conscious and unconscious mind, those secrets hidden from myself that block my growth and intimacy with God and others be revealed. Search me, Holy Spirit. Reveal these hidden hurts to me and show me the areas that must be addressed today. I give you permission to go to the points of inception of my hurts and hidden memories that are negatively impacting my life. I give you access to my heart and mind so that you may bypass any repression, denial, depression, disassociation, confusion, guilt, shame, condemnation, pride, unforgiveness, anger, fear, or lies that may be blocking my memories. Override any obstacles that have hindered me or are hindering me from receiving my freedom in you. I renounce and cancel the effects of receiving any accusations and lies into my mind, body, soul, and heart that is contrary to the truth of who you say that I am. I declare that I live my life loved, cherished, and adored by you. I receive in my heart every expression of your love for me. Because you love me, I am free of all guilt, shame, and condemnation. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. How many of you guys are making steps, or have you got out of the box? Or are you halfway out, or where you at? Halfway out? Okay. Do y'all want to share? Can I get two people on this side, two people on this side? What have you stepped out of the box doing? What have you stepped out of the box doing? I got two on this side. Got two on this side. Can I get a hand? One, two. I got one and a half hand. All right. Sharon, what you got?
This last week, I did something that I have never done before, and that is, I told you Sunday I was going to share with you that I went to my cancer support group.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The person that invited me told me that she wasn't going.
Okay.
But she said, instead, I am going to the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts.
Okay.
To a jazz cafe affair.
Okay.
And so I said, I'm going to do something that I haven't done before. I stepped out of my box on a Wednesday where I'm normally in bed by 8 o'clock.
Here come, okay.
I stepped out of my box, went to the cafe jazz festival. There was a wonderful, I mean, it was just what I needed.
Okay.
And it just gave me a refreshing that I needed to be able to get up, go to work, and do something different than I had done before.
Okay, amen. Thanks for sharing. Who we got over here? Y'all fighting for position. See which one next, right? I see it. Okay.
So at work, I've been challenged in different ways. I was asked to give a presentation, and I was given the option to opt out, but I told myself, and I told my husband, too. I was like, I don't want to be a punk. So I'm going to do it.
Okay.
I'm
going to do it. All right. That what she said, husband? Okay. All right.
I don't want to be the punk. Okay. So I did it, and it didn't turn out like I wanted.
Okay.
But I remembered in the vein that you talk about growth. Mm-hmm. Just look at where you were. I can't remember how you said it, but pretty much I didn't beat myself up about it.
There it is, right?
You know, I always feel stupid after I talk in front of people, but I said, no, I'm not stupid, I'm striving.
I'm not stupid,
I'm striving.
Amen. So. Amen. Thanks for sharing. I mean, how's that beating up process working for you? Not great? I mean, how's that working for you? Doesn't feel good. I mean, if you the only you got, why are you gonna help somebody beat you up? Why are you gonna be a helper? Go ahead, young lady.
I have two things. I was debating about getting my hair cut because you know about your hair, us women about our hair. I said, let me go ahead and just cut it all off and start all over. That's one thing.
Okay, all right.
The second thing, I went to the kids' museum, the science museum, yesterday. So I was a big kid yesterday.
Okay.
And it was fun.
Okay.
So I got out of the box.
Are you man? Anybody else? That's good. I got one in the back. Man, that box, I mean, that's not where you need to be.
So earlier this week, and if anybody knows me, I'll keep it brief. I am an others focused person, and a lot of times I don't focus on myself.
Okay.
So this week I treated myself.
Ooh, come on now.
All by myself.
Ooh, okay.
To a Creed movie at Stony Point.
Okay, awesome. Very good. Okay. Thank you. Yes, sir. Anybody else? Y'all good? All right. Oh, yes, ma'am. Might come your way.
I was, contrary to popular belief, I was, I'm very timid at work and I'm very professional, which is like night and day to how I act here. So.
I think they're agreeing with you.
In my new role, I was assertive already because I had to let my new team member know I'm not the one to play with.
Okay.
So I was excited for myself that I was able to be assertive and not rude, but assertive.
Okay.
So she knew where I stood. And she even said, oh, I'm so sorry for calling you on your day off.
Okay.
I said, thank you.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Assertive but not rude. Amen. How many of y'all need work on that one? Okay. I'm not even going to ask you. Raise your hand. Okay. Steps to getting out of the box. Okay. So we've dealt with change or die.
If you don't change, there's something on the inside. I'm not talking about physical death. I'm talking about the death of your dream, your aspiration, your excitement. If you don't change, it's going to die because it has a time limit on it. But see, the thing about the time limit, you don't know how long it is or how short it is. What that opportunity is available to you. So you either, number one, about stepping steps to getting out of the box, you either change or something on the inside of you die. Number two, we talked about this on Thursday night at Happy Hour. Choosing truth versus lies that lie. Now, I had to make sure I left that in there. I run it by my people. Curly, she said, yeah, that's good. Because I'm reiterating lies that lie. That's what lies do. Y'all know that, right? You know lies lie, right? I mean, what other method do they have other than lie to you? And what we're going to cover today is process to recurring thoughts. Now, I know I got special English people in here. And when I look that word up, you can say reoccurring or recurring. So if I say it either or, then see what I'm talking about stepping out the box? I say, I know I got people in here. They won't even hear the message. All they'll hear is say, you said that wrong. Am I lying on anybody? Don't raise your hand. Don't raise your hand. Don't raise your hand. All right, so focus on the message. Turn to your neighbor. Say, neighbor, I'm right here, girl. Neighbor, you got a neighbor? Neighbor, focus on the message. Okay? All right. What'd your neighbor do? They weren't listening. We're going to listen. Okay. Because that's important, guys. Let me tell you something. A lot of things God does. But when he gave us free will, that's our ability to process information. He gave us free will to accept him or reject him. God is not going to replace our thoughts. If you decide that you want to stay in jacked up thinking, you can stay there all you want. Because he's not going to change that. Because he gave you the ability to choose. I set before you life and death. That's good thoughts or bad. I set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. You choose. So I just want you to, certain things you might try to blame on God, but this is not one you can do use. Amen? All right, so process reoccurring thoughts. And I'm going to tell you about the word process. A series of actions and operations leading to an end. So if you decide not to process a thought, that's your end. If you decide to process the emotion or the thought, that is you allowing action or operation to take place. You're saying, I don't like that thought. I want to replace that thought. And on the inside, what's going to come up is what you have already planted. So you don't have to continue to think that way. You can think differently. Okay? And let me hit this while I'm on it. Children are extremely stressed right now. Extremely stressed. Going to school, the things are happening in school and so forth. So I just want to make this a note that I'm asking you to write down. If you know you got a child or you know someone that has children, if they start to complain about chest pressure, that's them hiding their emotions in their chest. So when you take them to the doctors won't find anything wrong. They won't find heart trouble. They won't find this. They won't find that. They're hiding their emotions, their pains in their chest because you can't see it. But it alerts them. It alarms them because they're not used to stress being in their chest. But that's where, humans, adults, we try to hide ours in our head. And it goes somewhere in our body. You'll start getting new aches and pains. But children, it goes straight to their heart. Okay? So just be on the lookout. Your child start complaining about some chest pains. Just start, cuddle them up. You understand what I'm saying? And you can just ask. But with children, don't drill them. Sneak up on them. Now, understand what I'm saying? You don't want them to see you coming with the thought. You got to talk soft. You got to talk, a little different. And boys, they don't want mom to cuddle them. So you got to do different with them. You got to hit them. And I don't mean violently. Hey, man, what's going on? Because you got to tell people because, some parents, they look forward to, oh, you say I can hit them? Then I had to make sure I clarified that because I'm telling you guys, this day is real. This thing is real. I normally have maybe two teachers per maybe 6-8 months. I got 10 now. And they're all saying the same thing.
what's going on. Amen? All right. So continually thinking about the same thoughts. So I'm defining what reoccurring thoughts are. Continually thinking about the same thing. But what did I say last week? Every time you think about a thought, another thought grabs itself because it's saying, oh, they want this. And then they just keep adding to it. Just keep adding to it. Okay? So the thought might be, I can't do it. Have you ever noticed that when a person makes a faith confession versus a negative confession, which one sounds the louder? I can't hear you. Why do you think that is? Talk to me. They believe it? Okay. She said it out loud. That was the lady, don't talk with the mic, right? Yeah, right there. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. The negative sounds louder because that's the one that's believed. When you're asking somebody to replace a thought, the new thought that they use in Christ is going to be lower because in the beginning, they are just trying to make it work. Well, you say to do it, so I'm going to go ahead and do it. Okay? What if I fail? The replacement thought is, what if I succeed? What if I fail? Now, what if I fail? What is that thought going to say to you? How many ways is that thought going to try to make that come to pass for you? Give me one over here and one over here. How many ways? How many different ways? What if I fail? Because you're going to start off thinking it, but sooner or later, whatever you think, you're going to say. Y'all can write that down. Whatever you think, you're going to say. It might start out as a personal thought, quiet thought, but eventually you're going to say it. Got anybody? Yes, ma'am. I can't do this. Okay. All right. What if I fail? The next thought attached to that is, I can't do this. Anybody else? Everybody chilly or are you okay? Chilly? Ed, you got me? You had your hand up? Okay. All right, got one. The mic coming your way. I'm too old. Anybody else? I'll do it tomorrow. How many of us talking about tomorrow? I hear a few on this side. Did y'all talk about Creed? Did y'all remember when Rocky and what's the black guy that he fought in the beginning? Apollo. Well, when after they fought, Apollo and Rocky fought, then Apollo started training Rocky. And so Rocky just kept thinking about losing. And so all of a sudden, Rocky told Apollo, he said, I tell you what. Apollo kept saying, man, we got to get in this. And he said, tomorrow. And Apollo looked at him, he said, there is no tomorrow. You got to get started today. What I just did teaching on? Now. There it is. This side got it right here. Y'all said, now. Because tomorrow it might be different. Something else might be added on to tomorrow. But that's a reoccurring thought, so it's going to keep going. How you do? Write this down. I know some of y'all know it, but are you living it? How you do some things, how you do everything. If you always place things into tomorrow, when something comes up, what are you going to do? Tomorrow. It's a song, isn't it? Okay. I'm not going to sing for you. Racing thoughts. That means that at first it was a reoccurring thought, but now it's a racing thought. That means it comes real quick. And it goes faster and faster each time it goes. Because this hope is that you won't have time to replace it. But this doesn't happen normally right away. It's normally a slower process. But that thought race, and I mean, let's put it like this. Racing thoughts lead to heart palpitations. Anybody ever dealt with that? Yeah, and I mean, it comes fast, but it started out slow, but it starts to go quicker, faster, and faster. Not processing a reoccurring thought prolongs, listen closely, and intensifies depression. Because the thoughts are so fast that it knows you don't have time to replace it. So what it'll do is it says, I got them now. So now it went from a thought now to an ache. It can go to depression, and it can stay there because now it's trying to outspeed you so that you won't have a weapon to use against it. It can impair our ability to think and process emotions. So as you look at this, what you're starting to get is it's trying to take away your defense system. You see, what I train people is, what I recognize is that if I can get you to focus on what the emotion is, then you'll find the thought that you're thinking. Because it's a lot easier to find the emotion, because that's one word, where thoughts are a series of words or series of sentences or partial sentence. So you can see how this racing thought is starting to impact you from a different perspective. So let's look at, I got two scenarios for you. I got a negative recurring thought. And what did I share with you last week? I talked about how God designed us on 12 layers, but there's still a subconscious and a super subconscious. So it can go as deep as it needs to go, okay? But this is a real life person's recurring thought, okay? No one can really love me because I am not worthy because. Now I'm asking you guys, as you read this, I'm going to go 12 on you, is the thoughts getting more intense? I am not worthy because I'm beyond help, because I have made too many mistakes, because I am the problem. We started out with no one can really love me. Now we're at the part where I am the problem. So when you are dating and interacting with someone and you have a recurring thought like that, then if you are the problem, then you're going to do anything to make it better. Nobody needs to raise their hand. If you think you're the problem, you got to fix the problem. But what if you're not the problem? But see, you're not allowing yourself to think that because it got to get worse. I'm a failure because. So now I went from a problem to a failure. Can a failure get help? That's not what this thought says. I am hopeless because. Are we going deep enough? No, we're not. I feel abandoned because. Now no one wants to be with you, around you, about you. I am unforgivable because. Now you're starting to mess with the fact that you're taking God out of the equation. I have no purpose because. Then why should you be here? Now we're going into the suicide range. Because if I don't have any purpose, write this down. People die early because they believe they have no purpose. People die early because they believe they have no purpose. That's why. And y'all don't waste your time trying to send me a text telling me I've gone against culture, because I have. I don't believe in a bucket list. I came up with a life list. A bucket list says I want to do this before I die. A life list says I'm doing this as I live. But if I have no purpose, you just end your life. Why stay? I am nothing because. Is that negative? Don't y'all feel that? That's why I got to pump it up in a minute. I got the positive list on the next one, okay? I don't deserve anything because I'm a mistake. So as a counselor, what I do is I start with number 12, because when I get rid of number 12, all the other ones leave, because number 12 is the root. But it took a while to get to the root because you were telling yourself that stuff before, and it took a little while for it to transport to a lower level, to a seed. Anybody got any questions on that? That's a negative reoccurring thought. Think a thought, it's going to grab another thought similar to itself, and that's a perfect example. Now, this is a gentleman that's in our congregation. Not this one, but the next one. See, I saw y'all stop breathing. Y'all stop breathing. I was like, who is it? Wonder who that is. So this is Porter. He gave his testimony a few weeks ago. Now, this is a positive reoccurring thought. And the thought was, I can learn anything. He had started a new job. And he was concerned about whether he could catch on to everything that was necessary and needed. So this is what his thoughts were. Now what did he say? So what does that mean? Anything. There's nothing where? There's no limit. All right, so his first thoughts was, lots of information will not overwhelm me. So he put a beginning cap on it. Now that's telling you that there's a lot of things coming his way in a new position. Okay, number two. I have total recall of the things that I have already learned. What kind of recall? So if you're going to write it, if you're going to say it, put you as the winner in it. What do you say? I have total recall, not I have recall. Number three, my learning curve will be much shorter than expected. How many people ever use a learning curve for themselves? Never? Okay. Okay. The challenge others have faced in this job will not be a challenge for me. Every thought is allowing him to be empowered. I will not be stuck in my old ways. I can't adapt. That's a nice way of saying he's not going to get stuck in the box. Number six, even if I don't think I can remember, the Holy Spirit will show me. Now, he bringing God in this thing now. Holy Spirit, the teacher, the guide, he'll take the things of God and reveal it to us. Number seven, when I feel overwhelmed, I can change my confession. When I feel overwhelmed. So he even anticipated what he might feel, but he didn't leave it there. I belong here. I am valuable. Remember what I said when people die? They don't feel like they have a purpose. When a person leaves a job sometime, it's because they don't feel like they're valued. Difficult concepts will not be difficult for me. Difficult concepts will not be difficult for me. Number 10, my brain works the way that God intended it to. How does his brain work? Number 11, my only competition is with myself. Y'all know how some people can get when a new person come into the job? They can get competitive. If you're supposed to train them, they won't show you everything. Y'all ever been like that? You knew they did. Like, you know, like the page be cut off, or they might even go security on you. Highlight certain things out, black it out. Well, what is this right here? Oh, no, you don't need to know that. Number 12, y'all read this with me. I am learning something new every single day. Can you find the negative in those? Remember, a thought that you think has to find something similar to itself. So that thought has to find others similar to itself. So it won't show him the times that he failed. It'll show him the time that he succeeded.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.